It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Hello, gang. Welcome to the Brandon Groover News Hour. I'm joined today by my favorite co-host in North America. I have AJ in the cut.
Oh, man, I'm glad to be here.
What's up, AJ? How's life in the fast lane?
All right, we got some sunshine out, a heat advisory, so it's actually looking like summer.
All right. And we have a little COVID to mix with it. What's up, dog?
Yeah, man.
Hey, July 30th.
Yes.
2021.
Yes.
So, yeah, we made it here.
Yes.
And I think we're going to do just fine.
Absolutely. And that's the optimist.
I am so optimistic.
Let's hear it for the optimist.
Yes. We could be on Earth with a meteorite headed here, and Doug's going to say, we're going to make it.
And we would. And we
man.
Would.
Yes.
Matter of fact, MetLife did a survey of people who were selling their life insurance policies. Mm-hmm. And what they found was the optimist outsold the pessimist by 35%.
That's right. That's why we're optimists on this show.
Well, let's hope that meteorite's not heading this way.
Absolutely. We're going to wish it away.
Could be a music explosion.
Oh, right. Ouch. Okay, gang. So on today's show, we're going to continue our series where we reflect on how the pandemic has changed America. On the news hour, we will look at how the U.S. Debt limit is coming due. And if Congress does not get together and decide what the debt limit should be, it will crash the global economy. Also, U.S. corporations are beginning to mandate vaccines. I think like we've said on the show like many times that we should get the vaccine if you're healthy. You know, healthy enough to get it. Or if you, you know, we kind of said, you know, if you were well-bodied man or woman, to do it. Because we knew that if this virus remained, the nanny state was coming in. Well, the nanny state is here. U.S. corporations are now beginning to mandate vaccines. States are beginning to mandate the vaccine. The president announced that the federal government will require that all the government employees, you know, begin to take the vaccine. So, you know, my thing was, let's do it for the sake of doing it. Because when the government gives a power, they never take that power back. They never give it back. Like after 9/11, we all still take off our shoes at airports. You know, that didn't change. January the 6th, the Capitol was hit. They still have those fences up at the Capitol building. They're restricting who can come into the building. So, you know, my fear was that, you know what, the government having the power to mandate something, you know, that was something I wasn't really comfortable with. So I was hoping that the American people would have followed, you know, science and used our own, you know, common sense. Because what's happening now, we're going to play it on the clip, there are additional strands of COVID. The Delta came out of India, you know, like 80% of all the cases that are in the U.S. came from that strand. There's a third strand out of South Africa, and Doug and I was talking about it off air. It's called the Beta. And the Beta COVID variant is able to go from humans to mice. And that's not good, because unless we're going to plan on vaccinating every mouse in the country, now you're talking about a virus that's now going to almost be permanent.
Can you say that it goes from mice to people then?
Yes, and vice versa. Yeah. So my thing is, you know, the hope was if we could get herd immunity, you know, we could move past this virus. But, you know, when the local animals have it, now you're just passing it back like the flu. You know how the flu comes from birds, you know, and things of that nature. So, you know, let's get the vaccine, my fellow Americans. Before we go to the first clip, we're going to take Marty. Marty, jump in.
And it's a pleasure listening to you. Sorry I missed you. I was just out of range last week. I want to make a comment. My wife, we had our shots about 4 or 5 months ago. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with getting the virus, the vaccine. And I want to say that I'm going to make a comparison. Some companies say this is a smoke-free environment as far as no smoking. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with companies saying all of their employees have to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, I'm going to make a comparison. I ride a motorcycle, and you have an option. If you have insurance, you don't have to wear a helmet. I think if the government said you have to wear a helmet, in other words, no choice, the babies don't want to wear a helmet. But if the government said you can't wear a helmet, everybody wants to wear one. So I think it's a bunch of spoiled brats, the ones who don't want to get their vaccination. I think it's the right thing to do, and I don't think it's being political. I'm truthfully, right now, a year or 2 years, whatever, into this virus, I'm sick of hearing about it.
Same here.
And with the resurgence and everything, I'm just tired. But all of the stations are picking it up, and either they talk about the virus or how the election was stolen. I'm sick of hearing about it. I want to hear about good stuff. Anyway, thanks for having your show, and that's what I have to say tonight.
Okay, thank you, Marty. We thank you for calling in, and we were looking for you, but thank you for enlightening the show as always. Thank you. Okay, you have anything, Doug?
It's an interesting dilemma because we don't want the federal government to have more power. And because you, as you say, once they take the power, they're not giving it back. They're not giving it back. And particularly we follow the Constitution, and the Constitution, what was it? Amendment number 10 that says all the powers not bestowed by the Constitution
goes to the states
or the individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so here we're giving power. We gave power last March, to the federal government to regulate us,
mm-hmm.
and yet, and to shut us down and do all those things. And we, and some of us said, okay, yeah, for 2 weeks, we'll all take a vacation because we have this great pandemic that's coming. That's going to wipe out a fourth of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Mm-hmm. We'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it lasted more than 2 weeks,
yep.
lasted more than a month,
yep.
lasted more than a year for some people. So,
well, it was kind of uncharted territory, though.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think anybody back in 2018 expected in a couple of years that everything was going to be turned upside down.
No, we didn't.
And, you know, and I think that most people want to do the right thing. I think there was a lot of maybe there were some parts of this where they kind of flip-flop, maybe confused some people. Maybe some were political with it. But I think people have wanted to do the right thing. And I think if you listen to it, what I got through the whole thing was, yes, get vaccinated. You're going to help your family. You're going to help yourself. You're going to help the community. And somewhere we lost that.
Right.
And people started going, well, they started overthinking it and thinking that they knew more than the doctors, and that the doctors were, you know, that they were sending them mixed messages and they weren't trusting it, that the vaccine wasn't totally approved.
Right.
But, you know, to me, it was a no-brainer.
Right.
We had no other choice. You know, how did you want to get your antibodies?
Right.
With the virus or with the vaccine? I don't know. It seems like the vaccine probably would be the safer way.
Absolutely. I agree. And then the thing is, too, you know, it's just like with the people who hit the Capitol building on January the 6th, sometimes you can intend to do one thing and it gives the total opposite outcome of what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have folks that are saying, okay, we want to preserve liberty by not taking the vaccine. But you're getting the opposite of that now because the way this virus is mutating and threatening the whole world, the government is going to step up and mandate it. So you're getting the opposite. I think it would be better if we got the vaccine on our own versus having the deep state come in and mandate it. Because, you know, once they get this power, as we said before, they're not going to give it back. They're going to mandate other stuff for your health, you know, going forward. So we'll run the clip. When we get back, it's the Brandon Group of News Hour. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 904-831-0600. Once again, 904-831-0600. Let's pay some bills.
Yeah, we're going to pay some bills, or one main bill.
Public. Pepsi.
Right. Yeah, we got Pepsi coming up. And this is the Brandon Group of News Hour, once again, with Doug Wilder, and our number to call, 904-831-0600. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back. So in the second segment, we're going to talk about the coming debt fight. So I want to make sure we, you know, hit that because that is going to be very interesting. You know, President Biden and the Democrats, you know, are kind of feeling themselves. As my grandmother says, you're smelling yourself. You know, you're getting older, you're smelling yourself. So they thought they had it. But there was one problem they didn't anticipate. President Trump and the McConnell and Pelosi, they suspended the debt limit. So back in the day, you could run up as many deficits because you can go as high as the sky was. But now, in July, the debt ceiling came back. So in a couple of months, the government is going to run out of money. And so they're going to have to come to an agreement, a bipartisan agreement, on how we keep the government running. And I'm thinking Mitch McConnell's been very quiet. So if I had to bet, here's a prediction, they're going to force the president to do cuts. So that's my prediction. What's my guy name on the other show? Ed Dean. Hold me to it. Yeah. Okay, Don, how are you?
Yes, sir.
What's up, my man? Tell me what you're thinking about. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was interested in making a comment on your vaccine discussion.
Okay, jump in.
Hello?
Uh-huh, come on in. Yeah. What's on your mind?
Right. So, forgive me if I didn't get the whole conversation, but I jump in and out of my vehicle, and I was enjoying you guys' discussion, and I hear three hosts that seem to be in unison about, go ahead and get the shot. And I think we're living in a world where we don't get to hear from the minority when you're talking about big tech, namely YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. But I have made a point of reaching out and looking and finding this is not fringe information, but information from experts who are top in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to name names, but I can. These are people who pioneered and invented the RNA shot, or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And are you aware, or is anyone even going to repeat, that they're actually calling for a pause? This is the person who is almost primarily responsible for inventing this COVID shot, and he's right now calling for a pause because of things. So, to take your example, you just passed on some information, didn't reference anything, but you said that there's a variant where a mouse transmitted to a human and back and forth.
Yep,
so we don't have the time on radio to quantify or qualify that.
I have that for you right here, because everything I say, I fact check.
Well, I want to stay above the individual, back and forth, and I just want to say that when you say something like that, and it may be true, but you don't have time in this format to reference every single thing, but this gentleman who invented the shot we're all taking, okay, the whole process is saying stop because, and there's only one of about five different things I remember because I'm not a doctor, but he said this thing is capable of breaking through the blood-brain barrier.
Hey, Don,
blood-brain barrier.
Do me a favor. Okay? Email me grooverjac@gmail.com. If you send me something to cross-check, I will give it to the people who listen. And I got the information I gave about the mice, it's a New York Times article. Virus variants can infect mice, scientists report. The beta strain out of South Africa.
So all the good doctors at the New York Times will believe that for seconds.
And there are multiple sources that report the same thing. That's just the one that I'm quoting from today. But I saw more than one. And like, this is a free country. If you want the vaccine, you get the vaccine. If you don't, you don't. I'm not the nanny state.
Yes, sir. That's my point. Is that I just don't hear in the mainstream media or any large output media any counter opinion about, go look up and hear qualified doctors by the thousands and thousands that have deep reservations about these shots, and then make up your mind. What? If you're 5 to 20 years old, or if you're 20 to 40, or 60 to 70, because it's not something for us to tell this country how to behave, or to be big boys and girls, or put on your mature hat and get this virus.
Well,
it depends on your situation, does it not?
Yep, and that's what we've been advising the good folks on who listen. And also, I'll say this as well. Doug and I, we've been friends a long time. And I remember when the nanny state was telling people not to wear N95 masks. They were telling folks to go around and use cloths and scarves. Right. And we had enough sense to get our people N95 masks. So we rarely, like on this show, the government wants me to repeat, well, people in the media want me to repeat that Trump caused, you know, the January 6th attack. So we try to be as careful as possible not to paint with broad brushes, but it's a free speech zone. You know, thank you for your input and thank you for listening to the show. Thank you. But you send me that information. Send me that information. I will release it, you know, once you send it to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too, my man. Okay, so you got anything, Doug?
I think you did the right thing by asking for the information. Love to see about the inventor of the of these, well, I guess of the vaccines.
Right, right. And my thing is this too. You know, the government with the science, with the so-called science, was saying that, you know, we should shut down the schools. I was never for that, because the science showed that kids had a low transmission rate of the virus, because at the end of the day, we have to have a country once COVID is gone. And most kids do better in a in-present, you know, learning environment. Most kids don't do well on computers. So, you know, we don't just eat everything they sell us. We analyze it. And if we find something that makes more sense than what they're putting out, that's what we do. And like Doug showed me that, that those officers who died on January 6th, that they died of natural causes. Mm-hmm. You know, I came back and recanted that false statement on the air. So we are not a part of the deep state or the nanny state. We are not on the Democrat or Republican side. We try to be on the common sense practical side. That's what we try to do. But it's hard. Right? It's really hard to do that in this climate. Deborah, jump in.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. We just got back from Central Florida.
Welcome.
But there is a, number one, it is a shot, and it should be, it's not a vaccine, and it should be your discretion. I think very much cynical of what's going on in the Biden administration, that he is mandating the federal government, because there's a lot of employees in the federal government that do not want to get this vaccine, or like they say, vaccine shot. So in other words, they would have to quit, and so they can hire more of their own people for the federal government. Furthermore, there is a link, because I was at a pastoral conference for pastors and wife about a month ago down in Orlando. And at this pastoral conference, they were talking about different things, one of them about homeschooling, and the other thing was the coronavirus and the vaccine or shot. Her name is Dr. Lee, L-E-E, Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L. Well, she was one of the speakers there. So if she's not taken off of the internet, I would have you direct that to go there.
Okay, send me the link, grooverjac@gmail.com. Like I said, if you send me something.
Dr. Lee Merrill.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
She's considered one of the dirty dozen. Actually, I know people that have died because they have not been able to get treatment that they should have had, and some that have died after having the two friends of mine after having the vaccine or drug. But also there was the veterinarian down in St. Augustine. He went ahead and had the shot that he's in Elkton and died a couple of days later of a blood clot.
A lot of that happened with the J&J vaccinations. Thank you, Deborah, for calling in. And just to go back on the federal mandate, federal workers will be required to sign forms attesting that they have been vaccinated against the coronavirus or else comply with new rules on mandatory masking, weekly testing, distancing, and more. So, you know, they won't lose their jobs, you know, if they don't get the, first of all, is they're not demanding that they show a card. So we haven't got there yet. You know, it's kind of the, on the honor code. You know, have you got the vaccine? Yeah, no. If you haven't, you will have to get weekly testing and social distance. So you won't lose your job, you know, for not getting the vaccine. We're just trying to keep it all, you know, fair and balanced like Fox. I think Nicole was up first, and then Darren, then we're going to have to move to the next clip. Nicole?
Yes, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Forgive me, I just was getting into my car, and I heard the conversation, and I just needed to remark, I guess, on the comment you made regarding viruses mutating, as reason for people needing to get vaccinated.
No. And I think, Nicole, before you jump in, what I was saying was,
sure,
I thought that it would be wise for the American people to get the vaccine on their own versus sitting back and allowing,
yes,
these headlines
to. And that was
to,
part of what you said.
Right.
That was part of what you said. Agreed. But you did make a statement that I heard, and believe me, I'm just an everyday gal, and I'm not a scientist. I try to stay informed. But it's my understanding that in the lifespan of a virus, they mutate. That is what they do.
Right.
And whether or not we're vaccinated, they will continue to do that. So it is a slippery slope if we make statements like encouraging people to get a vaccination because viruses mutate, and no, they do.
But
that's what they do.
But Nicole, I don't mean to cut you short, but I got another caller behind you. But
sure,
what I will say
sure,
is
sure,
this, the longer a virus sits around, the longer a virus hangs around us, that virus, they mutate. So the argument was to get the virus out of our lives so they can't mutate and become, because remember, COVID-19 is a strand of SARS. SARS killed 4 people back in 2002. It mutated, whether we want to say that it was done on purpose in the lab or whatever. However you want to look at it, you had SARS-1, which was JV team. It is now varsity. SARS-2, COVID-19, 4 deaths with SARS, 500,000 in America with COVID-19. So if we can sit here, and at the end of the day, it's a free country. So, you know, I give my opinion. I'm not president. I'm giving my best ideas. So at the end of the day, the longer this virus hangs around us, it's going to evolve. And it's going to be, and if you look on, based upon historical data, they become more lethal. The old people got the vaccine. Now it's talking to the young people. You know, this is in front of us. We're looking at it. So at the end of the day, my whole argument was, and I stand by what I said, at the end of the day, we can sit here and not get the vaccine as if the government's going to just stand there and do nothing. If the virus continues to ravage and reign over this country, then you're going to get mandates. This is what they do. It's called fear. So if you want to get back to having full church, we did a discussion the other week where we discussed that that church affiliation in this country has collapsed to 49% due to the pandemic. What else do we have to lose because of the pandemic? I think let's get the pandemic behind us. We can get back to politics and lives as usual. So, and like I said, in the 2020 election, it was another boondoggle because of the pandemic. You know, all those absentee ballots, the argument to do that was the pandemic. Get rid of the pandemic, and you get back to life and politics as usual. We can hit the commercial break whenever you're ready, AJ.
All right, there we go. It's coming up on the Brandon Gruber News Hour. More discussion on the vaccine, etc., plus the debt limit, all that kind of stuff and more. It's the Brandon Gruber News Hour on Talk Radio WBOB. Hang on.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. California's largest wildfire so far this year is flaring up, but authorities say it's because flames are chewing through unburned islands of vegetation within a perimeter that firefighters have built. It produced a huge fire cloud on Thursday, which is a towering column of smoke and ash that can pose a danger to firefighters. The Dixie Fire in the mountains of Northern California has destroyed more than 40 homes and other buildings and threatened over 10,000 on Friday. In Southern Oregon, the nation's largest wildfire also is burning interior pockets of vegetation. The U.S. Drought Monitor says critically dry conditions persist across Northern California and the Northwest, where there's been an expansion of exceptional drought. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 149 points. The Nasdaq dropped 105. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. The sheriff's office is asking people with information about a violent altercation that led to one man getting stabbed and another shot in an Arlington neighborhood to come forward. This happened Thursday night. This was outside of a home near Free Avenue and Lamson Street. One victim taken to the hospital with a serious gunshot wound. Another victim taken to the hospital with multiple stab wounds, but was expected to make a full recovery in that case. So far, no suspects have been named. A newly released drunk driving arrest report details what happened on the 23rd, a crash that seriously injured a Florida Highway Patrol lieutenant who had been stopped on the side of I-295. The rear-end crash to the back of Lieutenant Sonia Chapman's unmarked sports utility vehicle left her with incapacitating injuries. Brian David Kending of Jacksonville charged with DUI. That's Jacksonville.RadioNews.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a crash on the West Beltway on I-295 northbound at the Buckman Bridge. Also, there's another crash on the West Beltway 295 northbound between I-95 and Old St. Augustine Road. And there's a disabled vehicle on I-95 southbound before Atlantic Boulevard. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 76. Saturday will start the weekend mostly sunny and hot, high 97.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. If you have a water treatment system for your home or business, be sure that you have your filter changed periodically. If you don't, solids can build up in the filter and your system becomes less effective. Affordable Water can make sure your system has filters with the correct micron rating. We can take care of anything else you need to have the best water available. Affordable Water, 262-0197. That's Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
Every day in this country, police officers protect and serve our communities. But that service comes with great risk. That's why Mike Gallagher founded Gallagher's Heroes. Gallagher's Heroes Fallen Officer Fund supports the family of officers killed in the line of duty. We also provide the First Responders Bible free of charge to the brave men and women who help keep our communities safe every day. Please support law enforcement. The Gallagher's Heroes Fallen Officer Fund. Go to gallaghersheroes.org or call 888-99-IGIVE. That's gallaghersheroes.org.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back to the last First Amendment zone in the country, where we still have freedom of speech. But at the end of the day, you know, I respect people's views, but I also respect my views as well. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, not say something because it makes people feel uncomfortable. That's the reason we have a First Amendment. You know, I'm not out here, you know, calling folks out their names or things of that nature. But at the end of the day, you know, if we're complaining about the cancel culture and folks want to cancel me for what I say, then it's two of the same thing. But that's just me.
Well, free speech is a good thing.
God bless it.
That's for sure.
God bless it. So we're going to take Darren and then It's another call just came in. So we'll take Darren and then the next call, then we got to hit the national debt stuff. Darren, what's up, my brother?
Yeah, with regards to this whole conversation, why is the federal government telling us anything? Why don't they just turn it over to the doctors and just say, get your patients vaccinated? You know, get the information that you need, discuss it with your patients, and get them interested in vaccinating. This is not a government decision. This is healthcare. Healthcare needs to stay with healthcare, with the medical provider.
I agree with you, Darren. I agree with you in a sense. But, you know, we just had a presidential election, and the previous president was removed from office because the folks blamed him for not responding to the pandemic. I'm not saying that's my view. But what I'm saying is when you're a president of the United States, they kind of blame you for that kind of stuff. Like governments, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a part of political football now.
We need to ask
that's one of the people.
Mm-hmm. This vaccine stuff is only a symptom of the really big problem. It seems like these variants are responding to the vaccine. Mutations don't respond to vaccines like that.
Darren, I gotta disagree with you, brother. The variants are coming from countries that have low vaccination rate. Delta came from India. The beta is coming from South Africa because those countries don't have the vaccine.
The UK variant is outsmarting the vaccine.
The UK variant, you know, like I said, the UK variant came from a portion. Everybody didn't get the vaccine at one day, so you still had massive amounts of people who weren't vaccinated. So we can't say that the variant is being caused, you know, by the vaccine unless we got hard data to show that. But like I said, you could be right. You know, there's no monopoly on truth. You know, but I'm just saying, based upon what's in front of me right now, I just can't say that. But you know, you could be right. But the variants that are giving us the most trouble, those variants are from countries that have low vaccination rates. Anything else before we move on?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, it's from United Kingdom, right?
Yeah, but they didn't get 100% vaccination in one day. So you can't say, unless you can pinpoint that the people who have been vaccinated are the ones spreading the variation, you can't say that.
What you're talking about is completely different than what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the fact that the people who are getting sick after getting vaccinated, you know, they're still getting sick even after getting vaccinated. So that means the vaccine is not as effective against the UK strand.
But Darren, how do you know?
None of them were supposed to be 100% effective.
Right, exactly.
They told you that up front.
Exactly. And then, another thing, too, Darren, and I'll let you get the last word before we move on. I saw an article in the paper that said that 74% of folks infected with COVID got the vaccine. That's a trick. Because in the Massachusetts Times, they said that 74% of COVID infections were with folks who had the vaccine. That's not true. If I go outside and you put a swab in my nose, you're going to probably have dirt. So the what I'm trying to say is that it's wrong. You know, you can have COVID in your nose, but the vaccine keeps it from replicating through your body. And a lot of this stuff we're hearing on the news about, you know, vaccinated people, you know, being infected, that's not true.
You're missing one point. The people who are tested have a reason to be tested. They're sick. They want to know what they're sick with. So they're getting tested and it's finding out, they have COVID, but even after they're vaccinated.
But Darren, you can test positive for COVID and have pneumonia from something else.
Yeah, but what they're testing people who are sick, who were vaccinated, but yet they're still getting sick with COVID.
Darren, all I'm saying is because you have COVID antibodies in your body, you can be sick from something else. The doctors are going to call it COVID. You know why? Because you get extra money for a COVID vaccine. You get $50,000 per COVID. So if I'm the doctor and I got a patient that has pneumonia and they have a little bit of COVID, they get my Rolls Royce COVID. That's what they're doing.
But Brandon, COVID antibodies are something different than being positive with COVID. They have to go down for the antibodies. They're not for the antibodies. They're testing for what are you sick with.
No, Darren.
Like an
Darren, I'll let you, like I said, this is America, so you have a right to, it's not my job to, it's a free country, so you're still my brother, even if we disagree on this, you're still my man. You called in a lot, I like you. But with the test, they're not telling you what you're sick with. If you have COVID in your body, when they swab your nose or whatever, they're just giving you a COVID diagnosis. It's not that scientific. They say, oh, you got some COVID in your nose, diagnose it, COVID-19, hit the bands, and that's how it goes. Like, it's not that scientific, but it's free country. I still love you. You got a right to believe the way you want to believe. But thank you, Darren. We got Curtis, and then after Curtis, we got to hit the debt ceiling before the debt ceiling hits us all. Okay, Curtis, jump in. Okay. Free speech.
Yep. Yes, sir. I appreciate your show. I just wanted to say, and you said it many times just in the last 10 minutes or 20 minutes, that this is a free country, but my concern is when the government starts mandating vaccines, then we're no longer becoming a free country. And the free country we are right now, it just seems like it's diminishing. And
I agree with that.
That's my main comment. But, so that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, but you know what I try to do sometimes, Curtis, and thank you for the call. What I try to do, and I try to tell people this, because I say stuff, it's not my personal views. Like, I can be with you on something, but I try to give you another way of looking at stuff.
You've been researching this
right
between this Friday and next Friday.
Right.
You'll be researching more because you always send me information since I'm here at the radio
right
station. But and the one thing that they don't do, but it kind of in this recent conversation you've been having with our callers, is the fact that you can have COVID and not even know it.
Right.
The thing is, have people forgotten that there's a lot of people that were asymptomatic through this whole thing.
Yep.
And it's not only sick people that have been getting tested.
Yep.
Maybe you're curious if you have it because, with this Delta variant, look at the lines all of a sudden.
Yep.
Now the city's not going to open up the old testing sites anymore.
Yep.
Because I guess, they think that's passe.
Yep.
But, the thing is, everybody can do what they want. I got the vaccine. I know you both have.
Yep.
And I got the Pfizer, and that was quite a while ago, and they said it could be diminishing after several months.
Mm-hmm.
I got mine back in January and February.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're running on 7-8 months coming up here pretty soon.
Right.
And I don't know. But, I did know that the pandemic wasn't over. We heard about the Delta, and it's been getting more press.
Right.
But we don't... Thank you very much.
Is that Trump?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Trump's calling me. He's going to give me his view. But anyway, I just think we ought to do what we think is right. And it is a free country.
Right.
And so far, nobody's going to haul you into jail for not getting the vaccine.
Absolutely. And our whole position is this. Like, even with the Republicans during the previous election, and I was trying to give Republicans pointers on how to manage the pandemic as far as talking points, how to manage race relation talking points to stop the other side from winning the argument. And it's the same thing we're doing today. If you are a patriot-loving American and you don't want big government passing laws to force behavior, why not get the vaccine ourselves, and it will stop the need for big government to come in? Because guess what? If these numbers continue to spike, the government's like a nosy woman. They want to just always get into something. So as long as these numbers continue to spike, then you're gonna see legislation. That's what they do. They pass laws.
What was that about now?
Forget the. Yeah, did you push the cough button on the nosy woman? I hope so. Nobody heard that out there, right?
No.
This is live, folks. We know that.
but seriously though, like the folks have to understand. Like, you have to know how to, if you're in politics, you have to anticipate the next move of the other side. If the pandemic continues to rage, you're going to get more nanny state intervention. The country's changing a whole lot.
Well, the vaccines, President Trump said we get the warp, the warp program.
Warp speed.
Warp speed. And we got it before the end of the year.
Yep.
And... now it's in Biden's hands, whether he likes it or not.
And you didn't know about the vaccine until after the election, which I found hilarious. I thought that was really crazy. The day after. That's jacked up.
That's funny.
All right, gang. We'll continue to discuss these topics. I'm not popular today. I see my poll numbers dropping, but it's all good. 904-831-0600. Let's hit the commercial break.
Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Welcome back to the Brandon Groover News Hour. Before we hit the national debt conversation, we're going to chime up with my man, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Brandon.
What's up, my brother? How you been?
Hey, man, I was just wanting to tell you something that I don't think anybody has discussed. You know, I saw Dr. Rand Paul on TV last night, and he was telling the viewers that there's, you know, over 200 million people that have immunity from the vaccine, either by, you know, getting the Wuhan virus or getting the vaccine. I have an overactive immune system. And I have problems with psoriatic arthritis, so I'm taking a medicine called Cimzia, mm-hmm. and the Humira, and there's millions of people on this medication. And one of the things about being on this medication is you're not allowed to take vaccines while you're on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't see how a government can mandate somebody to do that when they're on that type of medication, a biologic medication for Crohn's and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chris, and like I said, they have waivers. You know, well, like I said, we're not there yet where they're saying, you know, you're going to lose your job or we're going to go to the guillotine if we don't get the vaccine. You know, basically, they're saying if you're a government employee and you have companies that are also mandating it, but if you don't get, and like I said, you're on the honor code. So that they ask you, they're not asking you for proof of product. They're asking you, you know, did you get the vaccine? If the answer is no, then they ask you to mask up and do a weekly test, which I don't know about that test, but that's kind of where we are. Like, we haven't crossed the Rubicon. So my thing is, I think as people who are, and I've always said it, people who are healthy enough to get the vaccine. I'm not encouraging people, you know, such as yourself, to put yourself in, because at the end of the day, you know you. But if you're healthy enough to get the vaccine, you know, I say, you know, take the, what are they saying, the stab, a jab, whatever.
Take the plunge.
The plunge. But yeah, I respect your views, Chris. And also, you know, if a person is, you know, have immunocompromised issues, you know, you shouldn't take the vaccine. I agree with you.
It's kind of like I have an overactive immunity system and I'm having to lower it in order to take care of my psoriatic arthritis. And one of the stipulations is you can't take vaccines while you're on it.
Right. That's why I say, and, you know, like I said, folks who, and thank you, Chris, for calling in. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's still America. We haven't crossed the Rubicon. If you don't want to take the vaccine, nobody is telling you to go to the gas chamber if you don't take the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't got there. So even with Joe Biden's mandates, you don't have to show proof. They're taking, it's on the honor code. So I'm just saying. Okay, so we'll take that clip on the national debt, and then we'll end with that.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will be pushing her counterparts at the G20 in Italy this week to rewrite the rules for taxing big tech. 8 European countries have implemented digital services taxes, including France, Great Britain, and Italy. Others are working on their own proposals, with the EU expected to release one later on this month. Now, the U.S. has not been happy about this, and it's responded with both carrots and sticks. First, tariffs. America has threatened to slap 25% tariffs on more than $1 billion of iconic European goods like Italian handbags and British bath salts. Now, those are currently on hold while the second part of this process plays out.
Okay, gang, we don't have enough time to run through that whole clip. But basically, I'll be Tom Brokaw for a second. Doom. Not the news. Okay, so basically what's going down, folks. We have something called the debt ceiling. It's like your credit card limit. And during the pandemic, President Trump and the team, a part of the COVID relief package, they suspended the debt ceiling, meaning that the government could borrow money, as much money as they wanted to, with no constraint. Now, the debt ceiling is back. The federal government has about $500 billion cash on hand. You know, President Biden, you know, with the, you know, all the stimulus programs, they're spending money like, you know, like crazy. But what's going to happen in September, once we run down all that money in the Treasury, you know, the government is going to have to figure out how we pay for all these promises that we've made. And what the Republicans are going to likely do, they're going to say, you know what, the only way we're going to raise this debt limit is we're going to want cuts to some of those promises that Joe Biden has made. So, you know, the $1 trillion infrastructure, the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, the $6 trillion American family plan, all this making it rain that they're doing in D.C., the Republicans have a Trump card, no pun intended, that they can use to force the Democrats to make cuts. I'm predicting, you can put it on paper, Doug.
I'm writing it down.
I'm predicting that in September that the Democrats are going to be forced to sign budget cuts, which is going to really tee off their members. And I think that's going to lead the Republicans to taking back the House in 2022. But I know for a fact they're going to take back the Senate, because Warnock, now the prediction column, Warnock is going to lose in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I want him to lose. I'm like the weatherman. The weatherman doesn't want hurricanes. He just see them coming. So like I said, so a lot of folks, you know, when you call into the show, like, as I always say, I call them like I see them. You know, we said that it wasn't looking good for President Trump in Georgia, you know, with those Senate races. It wasn't our personal views. We're just like, okay, it's going. So at the end of the day, you know, take it easy. Because a person has viewpoints or make predictions that are not your predictions, you know, don't you want friends to tell you how they feel and not how you want them to feel?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not the case in a lot of America. If you don't think like I do, there must be something wrong with you.
I'm not
respecting anything you say.
Right.
But that's, you know, that's actually not a healthy thing that's been going through our country lately.
Right.
So there's more than the virus in the air.
I'm telling you, I've never saw so much. Like, people get like upset because I don't think like you. You don't think like me. It's called freedom.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Y'all have different opinions.
Yeah, so
and there are some people that don't even want that anymore.
Right.
Apparently.
I heard.
Yikes.
I heard. So you know, so another thing I want to talk about too before we Mark Zuckerberg orders me off the air. That's a joke. You hear all these people, and I'm gonna do something that's pro Republican, even though I'm a Democrat. You hear these folks that are going around saying that President Trump inspired a coup, that the Republicans inspired a coup. Let me give you a little bit of civics. The Republicans do not have to send a riot to the Capitol building to overturn elections. You know Mike Pence? Mike Pence could have refused to accept those Electoral College votes. But what he said was he didn't feel right that one man could determine who's the next president. He felt that was too much power to give, you know, one person. He felt that if one person could determine the outcome of a presidential election, then guess what? We ain't no republic.
That's right. It went over like a lead balloon with Trump. But
Right. That was Trump called
Pence,
it earlier.
Pence had to do what he thought was right.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing with this vaccine.
Right. Exactly.
Everybody's trying to do what's right. And sometimes, you know, we're still going through this. You know, we thought by now we'd be, and we were hoping back a couple months ago, well, it's the end.
Right.
Everybody was throwing their masks away.
Right.
And, you know, starting to going out.
Right.
You know, I still had a full box of them, so apparently they're they're still useful.
To be continued. But another thing too, the folks that are saying that the Republicans are anti-American because they, you know, they are passing some laws in some states to kind of tighten up election laws. Do you know that all the Republicans had to do to make sure that Trump got, you know, four more years was to simply do nothing? If the Republican legislatures, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, all those states have Republican legislatures. All they had to do was not send Electoral College ballots to the Capitol. What would have happened if neither Trump or Biden got the 270? Guess what? It would have went to the House. Not the House as you know it, but it would have been a count by states. The Republicans at the time controlled 26 out of the 50 states, which means that President Trump could have been president if the Republican Party was the monsters that they are being painted out to be. Now, there are ways that they could have maneuvered to throw stuff out. Also, you know, the Supreme Court said, they didn't say that there was no foul. What they said was they did not want to be in a position where they threw out 8 million largely African-American votes. But that didn't get the Supreme Court any love on the Democratic side. The Democrats are now saying let's stack the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court could have said, you know, 6-3, Trump's our man. But they said, nope, we're going to stay out of it. Separation of powers. So all I'm saying is we need to all begin to put things into perspective. You know, you don't have to say the Republican Party, you know, is the Antichrist and fascist because they want to look, you know, because they want to tighten up election laws. And I looked at the Georgia law, folks. All this talking about Jim Crow, you know, the Georgia laws or Jim Crow. You know what? Back in Jim Crow, you had to take a test in order to vote. You had to pay a poll tax in order to vote. So all I'm saying is we need to all take a chill pill and put things into context. Even on this show today, I got calls because I don't know if – and a lot of folks did say that they came in, you know, last minute. So I get that. But all we're saying on this show is if you want the pandemic to get behind you, let's just take the shot. And if you can. You know, and it's, you still have a choice. My opinion is not infringing upon your right to choose. I'm just saying, hey, folks, if we get rid of the pandemic, we also get rid of the excuses for the government to spend trillions and trillions of dollars, you know, on projects that have nothing to do with the pandemic. But the other side is winning because they are using the emergency to get things done. Rahm Emanuel once said that a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. And this, so the Democrats, you know, are the deep state folks. They are having a field day passing laws and regulations under the banter of the pandemic. Get rid of the pandemic. And you can get rid of all the mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, what happens? What would you predict that the Democrats would come up with after the pandemic? If it was over tomorrow, they'd be up with something.
Oh, yeah. But that's why they did the voter law, the voter expansion law. They were going to, you know, expand the voter, do a federal takeover of the election laws. But they didn't predict that the pandemic would hang around longer, so they don't have to do it. The emergency is still here. Absentee ballots. Mm-hmm. I predict that for 2022.
All right, there it is.
There it is. Prediction done.
Yep. Prediction done.
Yep.
In the words of Donald Trump,
I'll be back.
Sounded a lot like the California governor.
That sounds like Trump a little bit.
You guys have a safe weekend.
All right, you all as well.